Science and Technology.
Archaeology. Extra, extra mature. DNA analysis of the world's oldest surviving cheese sheds light on ancient China.
For more than 3,500 years, the mummified remains of the Shaohe people lay undisturbed in a desert cemetery in Xinjiang in western China. Then, in 1979, a team of archaeologists got their hands on them. Among the treasures they dug up were mysterious white lumps strewn across the mummies' necks. Chunks of the oldest preserved cheese in the world. Writing in the journal Cell on September 25th, a team of researchers led by Fo Chaomei from the Chinese Academy of Sciences now reports the first genetic analysis of this most rancid of rinds. Their results paint a picture of a rich Bronze Age culture that exchanged animals with other neighbouring peoples and may have helped spread cheese around East Asia. Just why they were buried with the stuff, though, remains imperfectly understood. During their analysis, Dr. Fo's team identified mitochondrial DNA, which is often easier to retrieve than regular nuclear DNA, from a goat whose milk went into the cheeses, before comparing it with 185 previously sequenced goat mitochondrial genomes. The genetic profile of the Shaohe goat was similar to that of goats belonging to ancient Eurasian steppe people, meaning the Shaohe may have learned animal husbandry and cheesemaking from them. All the Shaohe cheeses would have been produced by draining kefir, a milk-based drink fermented with yeast and bacteria such as Lactobacillus kefiranofacines. The team therefore sequenced the DNA of that one bacterium and compared it with 15 modern strains in order to identify its place within that species' family tree. Their analysis showed that it belonged to a subspecies that could have spread with kefir-making customs from Xinjiang to regions including Tibet. The authors speculate that the cheese was an attractive alternative to raw milk, which is richer in lactose, to which many modern-day Asian people are intolerant. But it is possible that it was the kefir drink, rather than the cheese, that was the main attraction, says Paul Kinstedt, a cheese chemist and historian from the University of Vermont. It is slightly boozy, holding about 1% alcohol by volume. People in Mongolia today distill kefir to make milk liquor. The Shaohe may have done so too. Dr. Kinstedt thinks ancient cheese DNA analysis, of which this may be the first example, could reveal secrets about numerous other cultures. There are dairy residues on 7,000-year-old European pottery, for example, and cheese may also have been used in ancient Egyptian burial rites. Archaeology has never been funkier.